Heard around the world, around the world, around the world. This is the day we all come together. You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon.
We are grateful for the support of the following sponsors who have made the 2020 24-hour World College Radio Day Global Marathon possible. Hindenburg, Live 365, and Spinatron. This global marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hello, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the station manager of K103 Gothenburg Student Radio. I am now the president of World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Boland, and I am the general manager at WMSC-FM on the campus of Montclair State University in New Jersey.
I am president of College Radio Day 2020.
We are standing together as one and doing this day as a special day.
The kind of solidarity that we see in college radio on this day is the kind of global solidarity that the world needs.
We all do this because we love it. Student radio, nothing is like us.
Stay safe, stay healthy, long live college radio. Que viva la radio universitaria.
Status report. It's back again.
Press play.
The day college radios comes together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to
World College Radio Day.
College Radio.
The old world is on the air.
College Radio is united.
Come on. Connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now.
Now. Connected to
United States of America.
You are listening to WMSC 90.3 FM, Montclair State University. Across this state, across this country, across this continent, today, right now, College Radio is united. This is College Radio Day.
Hey, my name is Joshua Tirado. I'm the Programming and Production Director at WMSC-FM on the campus of Montclair State University in New Jersey. Our campus is located 13 miles, that's 20 kilometers for all my metric friends out there, away from New York City. And our station broadcasts via FM, online, and also iHeartRadio. We're an alternative rock and talk, student-operated radio station, and in the next hour, we're bringing you some radio dramas, in-studio performances, exclusive interviews, and some of our best student talent. So, sit back and enjoy our show.
You say that we can't go live on College Radio Day. You cry when you hear our ID and you see that we are not live. Why so sad? Remember we made an arrangement when we went away. Now don't you be mad. Remember despite this contagion, there's a plan. We'll be back soon, you'll see. You'll remember WMSC. We'll be back in our hall. We will be able to take your call. Stations rise. Come this fall, we will see each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I don't know what line to replace with this something morning buzz. Da 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 da. You say our schools are changing to be still get our one chance to shine. And no, don't change the dial, 'cause you're my favorite trial, my sweet immersive trial, my loyal royal dial. Forever start to stream and so much more. For your love, for your praise, and we'll be broadcasting for days. When we're on, I'll be glad. So tune in to 90.3 WMSC. I can't wait for 2020 to be over. What was the first rhyme again? Morning buzz. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
WMSC, Upper Montclair.
Good morrow, Avalon. You are tuned into Merlin's Magical Morning, broadcasting live from the top of the Wizard's Tower in Camelot. Directly into your hearth and home. I am your host, Merlin. Thank you for joining me on this magical morning. It is the beautiful spring season in Avalon. The poppies are blooming, the nymphs are about, and love is in the air. Or is it? Lords and ladies, it is time to go on a crusade. But not one of knights and conquest. This is a crusade of hearts. We have a special guest joining me in the wizard's court, King Arthur Pendragon.
Good day, Merlin.
So, Arthur, what seems to be the cause of your crusade of hearts?
Well, Merlin, as you know, as king, I'm worried about my beloved Queen Guinevere. It has been a fortnight since I've bequeathed my squires to deliver my message unto Guinevere, and they have yet to return.
Oh my!
And now, I have no squire. Or Guinevere!
Oh no! Well, my lord, that seems yes. like quite the predicament. But fret not, for my magic will lead us on this crusade of hearts. I have already begun to contact Guinevere. We will be acting as a local enchanter, trying to convince Guinevere that she has won a love potion to give to any suitor of her choice. We have made contact with her now.
Hello?
Is this Guinevere?
Yeah.
Well, I'm contacting you because it seems that you've won a love potion.
Okay.
Is there any person in particular that you'd like to send this love potion to?
Okay, I guess there's like this cute knight I want to send it to, Lancelot?
Lancelot? This is Arthur, Guinevere, can you hear me? Are you serious, Guinevere?
Arthur, what is this?
Guinevere, you're on Merlin's magical morning.
Yes, Guinevere, you are on Merlin's magical morning, and I'm finding out what's happened. Have you not gotten my squires?
I have, but it's like, I've just been ignoring them.
My lovely queen, why hast thou forsaken me?
Arthur, I've been avoiding you.
Why, Guinevere, why?
Your vibes are just off.
I'll have you know I get my vibes checked by the finest apothecary in all of Avalon, Guinevere. My vibes cannot possibly be off. Speak for my vibes, Merlin.
To be perfectly honest, right now, your vibes are a little much.
Hey, Guinevere, what's going on over there?
It's Arthur.
Who is that, Guinevere?
It's Lancelot.
Lancelot?
Lancelot, you're on Merlin's magical morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lancelot, are you familiar with the code of honor?
What?
Clearly not, because you're with Guinevere. Merlin, I can't stand this. Merlin, please.
Well, thank you for all for tuning in. This has been quite. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, dudes? You're listening to 90.3 WMSC Upper Montclair, where music stays cool. I'm a seagull on the beach getting a tan, and oh, would you look at that? It's time for me to flip over. Gotta get them glutes nice and even. Oh, the sun on my feathers. It's to die for. Oh. But make sure you stay tuned to WMSC. We got more non-stop programming. Waiter, get me more mimosas. What are you doing? I'm empty here.
How's it going, everyone? My name is AJ Melillo, and I am the station manager for 90.3 WMSC Upper Montclair, New Jersey. And college radio, for me, is one of the most important things that I've done thus far in my life. College radio has given me an opportunity to meet some of the most incredible people, interview some amazing people, and really just, as cliche as it might sound, find my voice. College radio gives a platform to people of all different ideologies and standpoints and viewpoints and from all different backgrounds. It gives everybody an opportunity to do that around the world. I owe almost all that I've accomplished thus far in college to college radio and all of the wonderful people that I've met through doing college radio. I'm super excited for College Radio Day 2020, and I know together we can get through anything. That's College Radio's way.
Hey, this is Joan Jett from the Blackhearts. Happy World College Radio Day.
Hello, everyone. We are Shape of Water from Manchester, UK. So, first of all, we want to thank World College Radio Day for giving us the opportunity to be here. We are extremely honored to be part of this event. We think college radios have a profound cultural value, and they are at the root of the entire music business. So the first song we're going to play is called Mars X, and is taken from our first album called Great Illusions. The song is about the fear that humanity could end up destroying Mars and after colonizing it without having learned nothing from what we've done already on Earth. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mars X. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And thanks again to World College Radio Day for having us. So the song you just heard was Mars X. And now we are going to play another two songs taken from our first album, Great Illusions, which was released in June 2020 for Eclipse Records. So the first song we're going to play is called Scar, and the second one, The World Is Calling Me. We are Shape of Water from Manchester. Thanks for listening, and thanks to World College Radio Day. Thank you. See ya.
Listening to World College Radio Day.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Johnny.
Hi, I'm Guy.
And I'm Will. We're from the band Coldplay, and we support College Radio Day.
Hey, this is Sean Lennon, and I support College Radio.
Estás escuchando el Día Mundial de la Radio Universitaria.
Hey, everybody, this is Grace Potter. Thank you for supporting World College Radio Day.
Salut, vous écoutez le jour mondial des radios universitaires.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Freight from Lumineers, and I support World College Radio Day.
Hi, I'm Alanis Morissette, and I support College Radio. But I won't do your homework. Please don't ask me.
And I love college. Hey!
This is World College Radio Day.
Hey, guys, what's up? My name is Madison Everett, and I am the music director here at 90.3 WMSC. You know, my experience with college radio has been amazing. I've had, you know, the most formative years in college due to it. I've made some lifelong friends. I've been able to work with an amazing team at that. And I all started from being in the DJ program and loving music, and it's allowed me to get experience in my industry without being there professionally. And, you know, it's set me up for what I'm going to be doing after school in such a good way. And if you engage yourself and you get involved, it does exactly that. And it sets you up, and, you know, you have amazing people around you who are helping you along the way. And yeah, it's a great experience, and I've absolutely loved every moment of it so far. And yeah, happy World College Radio Day.
Hey, you're listening to 90.3 WMSC, Upper Montclair, where music stays cool. Cooler than a dog on a skateboard. Okay, I take that back, but we're still pretty cool.
Take two.
Hello, precious.
Hey, it's Peter Jackson, and you're listening to College Radio Day Around the World. On WMSC 90.3.
Tuesday, Fairplay, Colorado, 4 p.m.
Wow, these tomatoes are so tasty. And wow, these carrots, they're so crunchy. Wait, what's up with this hose? Oh my god, what is that?
Tuesday, Fairplay, Colorado, 6 p.m.
How do four people end up making so many dishes within one day? It's ridiculous. These kids need to learn how to put their dishes in the dishwasher. What on earth is going on? Ugh, this is the second time this month the sink is acting up. What is...
Tuesday, Fairplay, Colorado, 7 p.m.
Honey, are you home? Good. A little time to myself. Hopefully I get more than 5 minutes of quiet time before Tristan gets home. What is up with this bathwater? Oh my god! What is that?
Wednesday, Fair Play, Colorado, 10 a.m.
Charlotte, Castillo. Age 27. Died while taking a bath. Boyfriend. Tristan Hoffman came home a little after 7 p.m. to the sound of her screaming. When he found her, she was dead.
Janet Palmer. Age 35. Was doing the dishes when she suddenly died. Her husband Wayne was in the other room on the phone when he heard her scream and found her dead.
Stephanie Reed. Age 29. Was found dead while watering her garden. Her 6-year-old son, Benjamin, ran outside after hearing her scream and found her dead.
That's peculiar.
All these women just dying. All in perfect health, just dead. Something's up.
I'm usually not the one to believe in weird conspiracy stuff, but I think you're right, Glenn. This doesn't make sense. Fair Play, Colorado never had an incident like this.
To think this small town could possibly have some murder mystery is abnormal.
But are we certain that these are murders we are talking about? This could be suicides or natural deaths.
All three witnesses claimed there was no one else in the area when the deaths occurred. There's no way to tell whether these are murders or not.
I think it's too random to be natural deaths. Three women on the same day? Something's fishy here.
Multiple people die in one day. All the time. It's not that bizarre.
Three women on the same day in the same town within a couple hours of each other. This can't just be some normal act of nature that you're claiming it to be. Glover's right. We need to do further investigation.
If you boys say so.
Wednesday, Fair Play, Colorado, 1 p.m.
Alright, so what do we know so far?
We know that all three deaths occurred on the same day. All three victims are females, and the preliminary autopsy reports show that they were all in good health. But thus far, they are saying that all three died from drowning.
Even Stephanie Reed?
Yes, sir.
Something just isn't right. How does a woman drown while watering her garden?
I don't know, sir.
I think you guys are reading too much into this case.
Olivia! How can you say that?
Don't you think that it's a little weird that Stephanie died by drowning in her own backyard, where the only water source is her water hose?
The autopsy could be wrong. For all we know, she had some kind of underlying disease that the autopsy didn't catch.
I highly doubt that's the case.
I just don't want you wasting our resources on a lost cause.
If you're so concerned with wasting our resources, then you can conserve some of them by being off the case.
Fine. Enjoy. You're wasting your time.
Do you think we're wasting our time here?
I hope not.
Thursday, Fair Play, Colorado, 10 a.m.
That's three more deaths, sir.
That's six in total. This can't be some coincidence. What do we know about these people?
A 45-year-old male found dead in the shower, a 19-year-old male drowned in a pool, and a 30-year-old male found in his bathroom.
And according to the preliminary autopsies, all are ruled as death by drowning.
This doesn't make any sense.
I'd say we should investigate the crime scenes, but all of them are closed and cleaned up.
Then we just have to use the resources we have.
Thursday, Fair Play, Colorado, 10:30 a.m.
Good job, Luna. Those fools probably wish they never messed with me now. We have to be very careful, though. Davison and Glover know something is up, and we don't want them finding out. Now, do we? No, we don't. No, we don't. Now, let's continue with our task. We have three people we have to attend to today.
Friday, Fair Play, Colorado, 10 a.m.
Three more, sir.
This is insane. What's going on?
I don't know. Where do we go from here?
Let's research these 9 victims. There has to be a connection between them.
All right, sir. I'm going to go gather the victims' personal records.
Friday, Fairplay, Colorado, 10:30 a.m.
There are a lot of files here. Can't wait to bring them back to the station. These are heavy. What was that?
Who's a good girl? Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Faust? What is she doing here?
Luna, you're such a beautiful creature. You're my greatest creation.
Oh my God. What is that? What is Faust doing with it?
Taking all 9 of those poor souls. They didn't stand a chance against you.
Faust is behind this. I gotta tell Davidson.
Did you hear that, Luna? Glover knows. We can't let him stop us from our experiment. I think we found our next victim.
Friday, Fairplay, Colorado, 10:45 a.m.
Sir!
Glover? What's going on? Did you get the files?
Yes. That's irrelevant right now. I know what's going on.
Glover, come here to the water cooler. You need to calm down and have a drink before you pass out.
Sir! It's Faust. She's behind all this.
What are you talking about?
She...
Hello, boys.
Faust? What are you doing here?
I'd like you to meet my greatest creation. Come here, Luna.
My word. What is that?
It is not a that. She is a she, and her name is Luna.
Well, what is she?
Oh, just the end of your story. Get them. Good job, Luna. Now we can continue with our... What are you doing? Stop it! Stand down! Bad Luna! Bad Luna!
Olivia Faust, Luna's inventor, dead at 29. Died of... drowning. After her death, Luna disappeared. No one has seen her since.
This is World College Radio Day.
Hello, my name is Peter Zizis, and I'm a Communications and Media and Theater Studies double major with a Film and Sign Language double minor. I'm the Assistant News Director at WMSC, and I've been a part of the station since my freshman year back in 2017. College radio has been a major part of my life and has taught me a deeper sense of creativity, newsworthiness, and various life skills that I otherwise wouldn't have learned. College radio is something I'm going to carry with me for the rest of my life.
Hi, everybody. This is David Ellison of Megadeth, and college radio rocks solidarity because music is the language that unites us all around the world.
Hola, amigos. Soy Cami y estás escuchando el Día Mundial de la Radio Universitaria.
This is Tatiana Hazel. You are listening to World College Radio Day.
Hey, this is Randy from Lamb of God, and college radio rocks because you should be listening to it while you're doing your freaking homework.
Today is World College Radio Day.
Día Mundial de la Radio Universitaria. La radio como nunca antes la has escuchado.
College Radio Day is ready to rock the world.
Aujourd'hui, c'est World College Radio Day.
Idag är det World College Radio Day.
La giornata mondiale delle radio studentesche.
World College Radio Day. A day like you've never witnessed before.
Hi, my name is Sabrina, and I'm part of WMSC at Montclair State University. And college radio for me is not only about expressing myself on air, but it's about connecting with not only other people, but with myself on a deeper and more intellectual level. I feel like when you have the opportunity to be on air and to tell the world how you think and what your opinions are on certain topics, it really allows you to discover more about yourself. And that's what I love about college radio, is that it makes me connect more with myself. And I love that.
Hey everybody, this is Vinilo Versus, and you are listening to 90.3 WMSC, the voice of Montclair State. Yeah. Here we go!
Open your eyes.
all the places we could be. We are here, we are together. Of all the places we could be, we are here and we are free. My friends, fate has conceived it. Fate has conceived it. Trust me, baby, no, 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 no.
is up, everybody? I am Austin Jeffers, and I'm thrilled to be in studio with Latin Grammy winners Vina La Versus. This now Miami-based rock band hail all the way from Caracas, Venezuela. Days of Exile is a follow-up to their first three critically acclaimed albums, En Español, and they also garnered a reputation for their vocal opposition to human rights abuses in Venezuela as well. Welcome, guys. So good to have you in the studio with us. And so just so that our listeners can know who is talking, would you please introduce your lovely names and your position in the band?
Sure. Hello, I'm Rodrigo, and first of all, thank you for having us, brother. I play lead vocals and guitar.
Hey, I'm Mangan, and I play drums.
I'm JV, and play the bass and the keyboards and the synthesizers and guitar and drum. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm Alberto, and I play guitars.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, welcome, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, guys.
Okay. So, your band name has the word vinyl in it. What are your guys' opinions on, because to me it seems like the whole vinyl is coming back. So, what do you guys think? Like, what do you love about vinyls, and why do you think it's coming back?
Well, vinyl, I joined the band before they came up with the name, but I think we all share...
After they came up with the name.
Yeah, after they came up with the name, sorry. But we all share, like, a love for the idea of the album, and it's something that with the modern technology, streaming and whatnot, is kind of like being lost. You know, the concept of listening to like an entire album. So most artists are focusing a lot on releasing singles. And at the same time, there's something about, you know, that the physicality of music, you know, having something to hold on to, even these CDs, which are sort of useless nowadays.
Nah.
But like, no, just because there's nowhere to play them. Like, you buy a new car and you don't have a CD player. But the vinyl.
I know what you mean.
In this... It captured like sort of like a peak moment in the quality of music, because vinyl is still like it's still sort of above CD level quality and definitely above like MP3, but on top of that, it sort of forces the listener to have the experience of listening to an entire album, you know, like,
of course
I love Dark Side of the Moon, that's like, or Sgt. Pepper's, you know, that are sort of like strong as like one big composition, side A and side B, and like just the fact of having to turn the album to keep listening to music makes you be a little bit more immersed in the experience of what you're doing and not just listening to background music endlessly, you know, as Spotify throws new songs and which are all great, but you don't ever end up like really remembering any of the artists or names. So
yeah,
we love the idea of creating that entire experience.
And right. Nowadays, like you mentioned about the vinyl, and I think it was last year that we got the top selling year of vinyls in the whole US. So yeah, it's definitely on, you know, all mm-hmm. the bands are doing it. It's a cool thing, a cool like artifact to have with, you know, nowadays everything's digital in a way.
Right.
And for us, it was a pleasure because this is the first time we actually do a vinyl. Though our name already said Vinyl Versus and all that, yeah. We've always see the music that was made on vinyl as one of our major inspirations. So that's why the name got from that. And after 10 years, like, pressing our first vinyl, it was like a great experience just to put it on the record player and listen to it. It was like, wow.
Yeah, it's a whole new experience.
Yeah, it was definitely a ha moment, you know?
Yeah, of course, because I own a lot of CDs. And in my car, I have booklets, stacks. Okay, so when someone comes in the car, I'm like, oh, go check under your seat. And they pull out, like, what is this? I'm like, these are CDs.
You should keep them, because I think the whole thing that's happening with vinyl, it's definitely going to happen with CDs later on. There's we always talk about this idea of nostalgia.
Yeah.
And nostalgia always comes up later on in life, probably in the 2030s,
right?
People are gonna be like, "Look at my awesome vintage CD collection, man!"
Yeah,
I'm sure that's gonna happen. So don't throw any of those away, bro.
Of course not. Of course
don't
not.
You dare.
Because it's a part of your identity. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like you walk in someone's house and you look up on the wall. Some people have like them framed, and it's like, "This is who I am. This is my music."
Totally.
And I love it. I collect my own vinyls as well. Like I think it's so wonderful. It's awesome.
Yeah, music definitely says a lot about who you are. I agree with that 100%.
You guys said you left Venezuela, right? It was due to the difficult circumstances that are arising in that area right now. How would you guys say are using the power that you have right now to influence people of younger generations from Venezuela?
Well, it's interesting you say that because we've been questioning that in itself. And there's been this whole kind of like questioning, you know, we're musicians at the end of the day, obviously not politicians. And the real big problems that are most important to us, I guess, are not for us to resolve, at least not completely.
Right.
But like in the place that where we are doing anything or seeing how we can become some kind of help or find some kind of
way vessel for awareness.
Yeah, to create awareness about what's going on and how everybody can sort of like become more aware of this, because at the end of the day, even though it seems sort of far removed and like it's got nothing to do with anybody, there's a really beautiful quote by Martin Luther King that says, injustice anywhere is a threat to injustice to justice everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
And that's sort of what we're trying to do also by speaking in English, by going after, you know, a global audience. It's sort of like waking people up, because we've seen sort of like a very dark side of society and humanity that most people may not get exposed to, at least not in like the more powerful countries. And it's part of our mission, I suppose, in that sense, to kind of carry forth like a word of warning, like, you know, like, don't take for granted like the liberties, the freedoms and everything that are everywhere, because they can go away. Like we've seen it happen, and history has proven over and over again that it can happen anywhere. Not to be like all cryptic and stuff, but like there's some pretty crazy things happening in the US and in the world in general that people need to like wake up and realize that we're not just passive citizens allowing things to change, you know, and like to allow whatever happens in front of us. Like individuals actually need to take a stance and be brave in communicating what is wrong, you know, and there's things that are clearly very wrong. And at the same time, like as Roro said before, like it's part of like, you know, kind of like showing people that there's things that need to be changed, and it's not like we know the answer to everything. But then there's the other side, which is also like, you know, like even in spite of that, there's we want to instill hope in people to transcend any kind of limitations and any kind of like barriers that are imposed by you know, people out there who are out for greed or whatever reason, you know, and trying to prove that, you know, it can be done, and hopefully carve a path that other people may follow or be inspired by to create their own path.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. There's this sense of when we started out in Venezuela and got some following, and then we got the second album and the third album, and we became a recognized band in our home country. Yeah. Obviously, with all the injustices that were going on in Venezuela, we realized we could use our microphone to call out all these injustices and all these attempts against human rights issues. Mm-hmm. And doing this album was basically searching for a bigger microphone. That's a short version of what Albert's was trying to say, I guess.
Yeah, very well put. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Yes, Days of Exile is available on your favorite streaming and digital store, and hopefully we'll be seeing you soon. Good luck with your future travels and future concerts.
Thank you
very much, and it was a pleasure chatting with all of you.
It was a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
To all my friends out there in college, this is Brett Michaels, the College Radio Ambassador, and I want to wish you an incredible, awesome, happy College Radio Day. You rock our world. Don't ever forget it. You are our future.
We're thankful to the College Radio Foundation for organizing this day. And although we are somewhat limited in how much live radio we can do, we're grateful to our college, Montclair State University, the School of Communication, our advisor, Annabella Poland, and our engineer, Adam Goldberg, for all the efforts they made to keep the station broadcasting throughout this pandemic. Huge thanks to all the bands and artists for spending time with us and their teams who made it happen. From all of us at Montclair State University's WMSC-FM, happy 10th Annual World College Radio Day, everyone. Stay safe, stay healthy, and see you next year. We'll be back. Long live College Radio.